we've developed a bond, and we go through life and death together, literally. One of the fellows that was on tonight lost his wife during Thanksgiving time. Mm. She died in his arms at 1 o'clock in the morning on Monday morning. Monday night, he was at the circle.
Wow.
He said, this was the first place I thought to come.
Oh my gosh.
You know, and there were 20 some odd guys there, and he brought pictures and he told stories and he laughed and he cried and everybody held space for him. Where in the world could another man get that kind of that nurturing from another man?
Yeah. That's really amazing. The work that you're doing is so global.
Well, when I talk about the new compassionate male, this, you know, I was at 35 engagements last year, you know, from all across the United States and then over in Kenya. And every men's circle, every group of men that I was with, I came away with the same sense that we're holding something down collectively, each one of us. And we've got such a shell around it. And that's our divine spirit. Maybe, you know, call it the feminine essence or whatever, but we've got that putting so much pressure. It's like holding a basketball underwater.
Yeah.
And especially right now with what's going on in the world, the truth and what's right is burning inside men, begging to get out. And we're opening up.
Yeah. I love how you put that. I love how you stated that. And it's not just in America. I mean, Kenya and all that. What do you see as masculinity, that culture in Kenya and Africa?
There, how it appears? It's a very patriarchal.
Yeah.
And strong traditional Christian. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't Christian brought over by the Europeans. You know, I mean, it was, you know, Ethiopia.
Ethiopian.
You know,
longer than Europe, yeah.
Right. And they still, young men, young boys between 12, 15, somewhere along there, they go through a ritual. And I saw in the news, 20,000 young men go through initiation school.
Mm-hmm.
Where they take them out in ceremony and publicly circumcise the young boys.
Oh, wow. At that age.
And then they indoctrinate them on what it is to be a man.
Mm.
And that, you know, that brain is forming. So you wound them and you scare the hell out of them. And then you give them a message. So it imprints.
Yeah.
You know, yesterday you were a boy, today you're a man, and you no longer speak with your mother.
Oh my gosh.
And it goes from there. And the initiation school, as they call it, can be pretty brutal. And it's about 6 weeks long. And every boy that was young man that was in my retreat had gone through that. And some of the stories that were told to me were just unbelievable.
How does that affect them raising the next generation?
Well, here's what's interesting, and this is what really clinched it for me, is that they're young warriors. That's their mindset, right? So here I am, this privileged white Western male, right? I'm going to go over there and do a retreat. So the first thing I did when I stood, they were all sitting in sofas, about 20 of them. I stood out in front of them, hands on my hips, and I said, first thing I want you guys to know is that I'm a trained killer.
Oh my gosh.
I know how to do it, and if called upon for the right reason, I can do it. I choose not to, but I was trained. I was in the Marine Corps.
Wow.
And I let that sink in for a moment. And then I got down on my knees in front of them, so I was eyeball to eyeball with them. And I said, but who am I, a white Western male, to think that I can come over here and teach you anything? I've come over here to learn and to share. And perhaps we can learn from one another.
Yeah.
And So let me share my story, and then perhaps you'll share your story. And so I spent the next hour and a half on my knees sharing my story, my dark night of the soul, what brought me to where I was. And then I sat in a chair and they opened up. And it's exactly what I described. These warriors, they just begging to open up and integrate.
Yeah.
And I told them, I said, look, you guys are showing up for life with, not fully equipped. You're putting all this energy holding down here, you've got one hand on a sword and that's it. You can open up and integrate. You've got the sword. Mm-hmm. But you also have the hand of compassion.
Oh, wow. That's so,
you see,
and visually now you're moving. Yeah.
And now you're a complete male.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. I felt that.
Yeah. That there is a new compassionate male emerging.
Right. What do you think about 50 years ago? Do you think men would have been as receptive as now? Do you think there's something special about the zeitgeist?
The world was different.
Yeah.
We were still coming off of World War II and the Korean War, Vietnam. It was a different time. And the generational healing that has to take place.
Right.
My father, World War II, they did their duty, they came back, they didn't talk about it. That rolls off onto my generation.
Exactly.
So it's the generational healing. They say that it takes 7 generations to really affect change.
Right.
So I'm collaborating with an organization called Gender Equity and Reconciliation International. It's deep healing between men and women. And it's the recognition that we're both wounded by the patriarchal system.
Yeah, that was going to be my question, because I'm so thankful as a woman that men are stepping up to do this, because there's certain things that only men can do to heal the trauma. Oh. But that was my question, is what can women do to help in your mission, in this mission? Because actually the women are benefiting, the men are benefiting.
Yeah.
What can I as a woman do to support that kind of work?
Well, that's a very important question. First, the men have got to do it.
Mm-hmm.
With the men. Now, the men's circle that I started 8 years ago, I've got about 700 guys in the network now. There are about 150 in Austin, Central Texas. And we gather every Monday night. We have 25 to 30. And now on Zoom, I'm running about the same numbers.
Wow.
We are not the typical men's group. To make the contrast, the typical men's group is like, we're going to break into the guy, and to get him to connect to his heart. Well, there's a population of men out there, and I think that it's a bigger population than anybody ever realizes, that are already there in their heart and they're stuck.
Yeah.
They've gone up through some kind of recovery program, perhaps. And they're looking for something a little bit more positive and maybe spiritual, but they're not going to go back to organized religion because they got burned on it.
Mm-hmm.
And they can speak with their partner or their spouse to a certain level, but there's still another level down there that only another man can connect with.
Exactly.
But we're taught not to trust one another. Don't show another man your underbelly. So we're right in the middle, stuck, and we're dying.
Yes.
We're dying because of that. And like Brene Brown said, guy came up to her after one of her talks and said, well, so you're just studying women, because that's what she was doing at the time. And she said, well, yes. And he said, well, that's convenient. My wife would rather see me die on top of my white horse than to fall off.
Oh, my gosh.
So where do I go?
Right.
And that's every man. And that's the patriarchal system.
Which Yeah. I, as a woman, never knew that until, like, Dennis was the first person to tell me that about this new compassionate male and about how men have trouble trusting. See, I run a women's group and we trust, women can trust other women. We do that since birth. It never occurred to me that men, that that's a trauma in there, in the whole system.
That is.
I wasn't.
And, And so we formed as a men's fellowship network, not group.
Right.
Network is open versus group.
Sure.
We have gatherings and not meetings. We have topics of conversation and not topics of discussion.
Yeah.
We're there to hold space for one another. No one's there to fix anybody. Nobody's going to call anybody out on their stuff. You know, there's no, you know, and guys say, well, you know, Clay, I really need to make a commitment to come.
Yeah.
I said, no, don't set yourself up for failure. Set an intention.
Right.
And you'll be there when it's time. Don't worry about it otherwise. We're all busy.
Yeah.
We're all live busy lives. And you'll be there. And rest assured that when you come, nobody's going to ask you where you've been.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to say, hey, good to see you.
Yeah.
It's the one safe place that these guys can come during the week and learn how to connect head and heart. Mm-hmm. And then heart to mouth with other men,
yeah,
so that we can begin to do that.